everyone, welcome home. Welcome to the first segment of the Talk with a Zambian Child, hosted by me, Tevin Smart. Hope you've got that sip of beverage with you, as you need to stay hydrated through this morning. So, I let you in. Come in and join me as we discuss student entrepreneur with two of my favorite people, a male and a female counterpart. So, join me as we listen to the ideas and as we sit back and relax. Come in. Welcome, guys.
Thank you.
Good morning, by the way. How are you?
Good morning. It's a lovely morning. I'm fine. I'm all right. How are you doing?
I'm fine, thank you. I'm glad to be on this podcast. Yeah, the listeners, sit back, relax, and enjoy our talk.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you very much. So my two guests, guys, tell us about yourselves.
My name is Aaron Manduka. I'm a fourth year student at the University of Zambia. I'm studying economics with business administration. I am a visionary, a creative, and an idea developer. I'm a strategist, consultant, business consultant. Yeah, I do those things to make a living. Yeah.
My name's Sincha Chiseche Banda. I'm a second year student. My major is business administration with a minor in economics.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay, guys. Those were my two guests here that are going to give us a very, very good conversation, guys. If you're a youth out there and you are wondering, how do I manage my business while in school? How do I do this? Guys, sit back because these guys have got a lot in store. So let's check out their business that they run and let's find out everything that you need to know as a youth. And don't forget to keep this conversation going, go to our IG page. You'll find us at Zambian Child. So guys, tell us the businesses that you're running.
So for me?
Yes, Mr. Aaron?
I'm running a Pesetas. It's a business magazine, which we publish every month. Basically, that's my business. Or I can say I'm into marketing and advertising.
Okay, Cintra?
I'm running a small business. The name is Smiley Star. The company, it's an online business. I get to supply or connect the world from, get goods from Turkey and bring them to Zambia. I deliver or I order different stuff and from children's clothing, men's clothing, all the way to female's clothing. Basically, that's it.
That's so innovative. Okay, guys. Do you think you guys, at the point of your life, you are both students, right? How has it been? What made you come up with these two ideas? Let's start with you, Mr. Aaron.
So for me, it's the lack of African content on the digital space.
Okay.
So it's where we're trying to put the African businesses on the digital space.
Okay.
So we find that in our magazine, there are always stories for Africa. In fact, it's African-based stories, African business-based stories.
Okay.
So we find that all our stories are online. We find them. You can download the magazine on our websites and all that. So we're trying to put the African narrative, African-based narrative, on the digital space.
That's very good to hear, Cintra.
For me, I realize that most people have connections with China and all these other countries. And after research, I discovered that there was not one website that had direct contact with Turkish and any African country.
Okay.
In the future, I wish to create a website or webs like, what's that thing where Alibaba, things like Alibaba, where you
platform.
Okay, that's very good.
Yeah, where you get connected with Turkey and any African country, because most people have to go to Turkey, travel that side, get the stuff. But if I could make it in a way that I could have the e-commerce, like the whole thing where people are connected directly with the suppliers.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's very, very innovative, guys. I am just being blown away, guys. I feel like I should just start up a company at this point.
What this... did you know the company?
Okay, guys. So, from you guys, what is, like, you've already said why you've made those businesses, right? Do you think being in a school environment, such as the University of Zambia, where you are, made you feel more innovative, or this started from when you were just young?
Okay, like for me, it's say way back in high school, I used to sell pies for on behalf of teachers. So for me, it's where everything started from.
Started from school.
Yeah. So I grew up with that. Then after school, things were tough. I can't lie, I was broke, guys.
We've all been there.
We feel it.
Yeah, I was into school and so it led me to start selling domats.
Wow.
Yeah, these domats where I used to buy cotton, then the marketeers would
That's so creative of them, do it for me.
Then I pay them and I go sell the custom made domats.
Okay.
Yeah. So for me, that's where my business journey started. And up to now I've been doing that.
Okay.
Because I do a lot of things, but my main business is a Pacesetters business magazine, which we're doing with my other partners.
Oh, okay, that's very good. And I saw the magazine, guys. Check it out on Instagram, guys, on LinkedIn, or you can check it out on Facebook. Guys, it is brilliant. Just the cover from itself, you can think it's from America. But we've got our own Zambian counterpart, guys. So you check it out, guys. I believe in you. So, Sindra, what of you?
As for me, I drew inspiration when I traveled to Turkey for about a year and six months. And I noticed how their stuff are really good quality and their prices are low, except the part that gets a bit expensive is the shipping.
So the clothes, everything's quality.
Very good quality and affordable. But it was the shipping part, and I realized the shipping was a bit expensive due to the distance. And if there could be a way where we can make it
cheaper.
That's where I come in.
Oh, okay.
Yes, we're trying to discover ways of making it easier and cheaper, and that has been my inspiration. So I just wish to make it bigger, make it known, make the e-commerce, make shops, just get Turkey to work with us, Zambians, and Africa at large.
Guys, you heard it from Sintra herself, guys. It seems this business is really going great. Guys, if you've got anything, you want to shop anything online, don't forget Smiley Star, guys. Check it out. Is there any Facebook handle or any Instagram handle they can go to?
At the moment, not exactly. But I have a WhatsApp group. Yeah, there's a WhatsApp group where we add for people to request if they need anything. We're still working on a page.
Oh, okay, guys, you'll find all that in our description box. Don't forget to check it. Do you think you starting up a business has made you more better multitasker as student, or do you think it has made it worse? What do you think? What has improved with multitasking, you starting these businesses?
Okay, for me, I feel it's it helps you plan.
Okay.
Like you've put it, you become better multitaskers.
Oh, okay.
So for me, it's where you have to plan and stick to your plan.
Okay.
Don't stick to your plan, everything goes down. So, for example, you're meeting a client at 12.
Yes.
You have to meet the client at 12, or you're also in this class. So, for me, it's where you have to, it helps you be a good planner and able to do your tasks on time. Yeah. For me, it has made me a better multitasker.
Just adding on, for me, it helped me with organizing.
Oh, okay.
You get to plan the night before. You get to have, like, for me, I have like one day delivery in a week. Say Wednesday, so I know everything, no matter what people buy at what time, every Wednesday that day is just free for delivering. Exactly, because I look at my schedule and I see Wednesday is not that busy, and so I just make it in a way where I get to go to the post, I get to the bus, as long as I deliver everything, it just helps me organize myself.
Oh, that's one free day.
Yeah.
Oh,
okay. Getting to know that time is limited, and so if you base yourself on one side, you end up finding that you're not achieving the other side. You get to maybe neglect your studies, because you know how it is. Studies look like they have no penalty as compared to being broke when you're not doing the business.
I get you on that part. Okay, guys, from what I've heard so far, You guys seem to be managing your business and your school. So, I feel like for every youth out there, I feel it's not about you don't want to start a business, right? It's about how do you balance that? Because we have these youths that have got creative mind's eye. They need to make that income. But they are questioning themselves. How am I going to balance? How am I going to still maintain those A grades? Those A plus? How am I going to do it? So, what steps would someone take? Or what tips would you give someone on balancing business and school?
Okay, like she has put it.
Okay.
She has set aside a day for business.
So
like for me, yeah, yes. For me, it's where you see, you go with your study plan, study timetable, and all that. So stick to study timetable. Make sure if you have to study at 12, study at 12.
Okay.
If you have to deliver, or you have to deliver to a client at 13 or 15, do it at 15. So for me, it's where you just have to follow your timetable and your schedule. Otherwise, just stick to your timetable and schedule. For me, that's the tip I can give you. Otherwise, if you don't stick to those things, everything will shake. Yeah.
I also learned something interesting when I was reading a book, No Excuses by Brian Tracy.
Okay.
Yeah, he brings out a point where everyone should plan out everything, like the night before, like plan the next day, the following day, everything. And then put them in order of priorities.
Oh.
Let's put letters A, B, C, D. What's more important? You look at what's going to give you more consequences.
Oh, okay.
Like, you look at things that have less consequences and they be like, they'll be later in the alphabet. And then you don't add anything to that plan.
Oh, okay.
Unless you get to see that there's free time. That way you get to achieve everything and you tick everything. For example, you have a day and in that day, you maybe have to go through social media, check your emails,
yes.
check your whatever. And then you have class. You also have to do...
Deliveries,
exactly. So you look at that list and you say, okay, if I don't go to class, what are some of the consequences that I'll get from this? Or if I don't get to deliver, you get to have angry clients and your whole business will be down. So you look at all those things and then you do the things in that order.
Oh, okay.
From yeah, it helps.
From the history of Unza, does Unza make it any easier for you guys?
No.
Unfortunately, no.
Because there are those days where a lecturer will just, I'm having class today.
Exactly.
Now imagine you're in a field. For me, sometimes you just have to sacrifice and just catch up.
Wow.
Exactly. He's right.
Okay.
There are those times where you're
delivering.
What do you
sacrifice, business or school? Which
business,
one?
Business.
Oh, wait,
school,
for him, it's
catch up.
Business.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
For me, business. For me, I go with business because I know I'm going to catch up.
Yeah. With school, exactly. Okay,
it's
so
easy
on
to
the
catch
same
up.
Page.
And with the introduction of online learning,
yeah.
I feel for me it's an advantage. For me, it's an advantage.
Oh, okay.
I'm able to do things in my own time, on my own time, without stress.
Okay.
I can say, since I can be free around 13, I'll do squat 13.
Oh, okay.
And business I'll do at 15. Yeah. So for me, online learning has really helped me. And for me, it's working. Yeah, kind of it's working.
For me, sometimes it works.
Okay.
Say, it's Wednesday.
Yes.
You're supposed to be delivering. You're at DHL there. And then you're being told, the link has been sent, start joining, guys. How do you join at DHL? How will you take down notes? Especially subjects where you have to calculate, like principles of accounts. How will you be able to... cater for that class while you are seated waiting in a queue, and to some extent online has really helped, especially if they use Moodle, because then I will just download
the recording. Oh, okay.
As
for me, that's a plus.
that's a plus. Okay.
Exactly.
Okay, what about, there are those students out there, right?
Mm-hmm.
There are some of us students who are like, we will need to be in class. Like if the recording doesn't, we always want to ask questions, right? How do they still stick to that plan? Like, how do they still stick to those tips and balance it all?
Like I put it, since online started recently, so meaning before that, there are things we used to do. So I feel, like I put it at first, you need to plan. You need to plan. Like, you said it a day before you plan.
Yeah.
So it would be a timetable, a school timetable, and study timetable and everything. So you have to plan and make sure you schedule. Like he put it, the importance of that event. How urgent is it?
Okay.
So for me, that's I can still go with that. Should I? Okay. What's in economics you call it? What do you call it? It's called what? Trading off. What title do you know?
So guys, search it for Google if you don't know. Just in case some of us who are lost.
Like what is trade-off?
Yes.
Yeah. So you should trade off your things and all that. So me, that's how I can advise someone who really wants to be in class.
Yeah. And
sometimes
there are
just topics which you can say, okay, for me, this topic, I know it. Yeah, so
you trust yourself.
Yeah, I'm just sacrificing. So trust myself.
Yeah.
Do you think normally knowing who you are and knowing your, let's say,
weaknesses
and your strengths actually help you balance or come up with ways to balance things than someone who doesn't know themselves or hasn't trusted yet in themselves?
Okay, yeah. So for me, I can say that knowing yourselves is a plus and it's an ongoing journey.
Okay.
So for me, if you're good, let's say you're good in accounts.
You
can trade off. You're good in accounts. Yes, you're good at numbers and all that. So for me, I feel if you're good at something and you're trying to manage with business or do two things, I feel you can go for that thing you're struggling with and put less effort to that thing you're good at.
What have you seen, Sintra? Anything to add?
No, not exactly, but I could say, it's really important for you to know yourself and your weaknesses. The advantage of business is you get to have exposure. You get to learn certain things. As long as you keep your mind open, you get to see certain things that you are not able to do.
That's
like
really
put
good.
It, so, like, you know, every day it's learning.
You're
discovering yourself that certain things, certain skills. Okay, I think I can do this. I can do marketing. I can do photography. I know that. So for me, it's an ongoing skill. You're growing. Like, you know, I think human being, how can I put it? We are
constantly
evolving.
So, when I was doing a research on balancing, right? There's this one point I critically wanted you guys to analyze for me. It said, for you to balance things, you must make sure you've got the right classes. Do you think you guys being, majored in business administration, right? And you are
economics,
right? Do you think you guys taking business related courses makes it easier for you to balance? Or do you think, how does it apply for someone who is not taking those courses? For you guys at the moment, do you think you being in those classes makes it easier to balance your business with your classes?
Okay, so for me, I can attest to this.
Okay.
So I'm able to relate with what I'm doing.
Oh, okay.
Like for someone who's not doing business, let's say they're studying chemistry or something like that. For me, I feel you have to take an extra class to know more about business.
Oh, okay.
Like I always say, I always tell my people that you can't do business without business knowledge.
Okay.
I feel those guys should take an extra class on business or to learn more about business. Like for me, I don't need to do that because I'm applying whatever I'm learning in class.
So, in short, are you saying that everyone can do business?
Everyone can do business if you know the business.
Guys,
I would disagree. I don't feel everyone should do business.
Let's hear your thoughts, Sintra.
Business. There are people who are business minded. And there are also people who they never see the opportunities as they are. They get to feel guided. They are better off guided, being told do this, do that, do this. Do it like this or do it like that. Then there are people who get to see stuff and they're like, okay, that's a business right there. Like, that's an opportunity right there. So I don't feel that everyone should do business.
No. I'll still disagree on that one. For me, I feel business is not about you starting a company and all that. Yeah, so for me, I feel you can monetize your skill. You're good at teaching. Can start something.
As a doctor.
You can start a school where you teach people or do classes for them, or you can start a clinic or a hospital. For me, I feel it's the term business, they may not be selling something. No, you can still monetize your skill.
Oh, so guys, I think we all are getting the definition wrong of business. Right? What is business exactly?
For me, business is so about...
Let me not say what's business. What is entrepreneurship? I think due to the fact that it's a student entrepreneur, maybe if we put it to the fact of entrepreneurship, what is it?
Okay, so yeah, for me, entrepreneurship, it's someone solving a problem and being paid for solving a problem.
Oh, okay.
So that's entrepreneurship for me.
Cintra, in your own words, what do you think entrepreneurship is?
A person who takes risks.
Oh, okay.
A risk taker, a creative person.
Okay.
Just same points.
Oh, okay. So let's imagine I am from School of Education, right? I am studying to be a chair for civic education, right? But there's that thing, I don't have money at that point, but I just want that extra income, you know? You know how students always want that extra income to look nice, to maintain themselves. How they are not in a business class. We've just seen from the whole scenario, right? They're not even in a business class. They're taking this certificate, which is very far away from this. What could they do? What do you think? What business could they even come up with? Or maybe to balance it well, what could they do?
Okay. For me, it's when the modern age.
Okay.
When you take survey age, everything, all the information is at our disposal.
Oh, okay.
So whatever business you want to start in, now is people going ahead of you.
No, oh, okay.
So for me, I feel you are doing an education course, right?
Oh, okay.
So for me, you want to do something to do with, let's say, farming. Okay, in school. Okay, not farming. Let's say, selling of things like distributing.
Okay.
There are those people going ahead of you. I feel you can still ask, there's need to ask for advice on which step to take and all that. For me, I feel neglect that. Mostly in Zambia, we neglect that. Neglect mentorship.
No, okay.
So for me, there are people going ahead who stood before, they're not the first one, who's thinking of that idea. Yeah, for me, I feel you can still go to them and they can guide you on the steps to take. You can still take some extra classes on YouTube.
Oh, okay.
There are these free courses you can take online. So for me, I feel I'm not still limited to doing your course only. No.
Oh, okay.
There are other courses you can take apart from the course you're taking.
Cintra?
Okay. Most people tend to think that business is the easy way out.
Oh.
Anything, like if school fails, I'm just going to start a business. For me, I feel like business is a whole program. It is actually a whole program on its own.
Yes.
You can't just say everyone should be a hustler, everyone should have a side business, everyone should do business.
Yep.
You're a teacher, you should do business. You need to have the knowledge, you need to have the skill.
Oh, okay.
It takes much to do business. That's why we have these business courses.
Oh, okay.
You can't just think, okay, no. For me, I think school, I keep getting all these 999 grade 12. Let me just go do business. You're going to encounter losses. You're going to encounter so many challenges in the business world. There are competitors. It's a world of competition.
Mm.
And so if you don't have that knowledge or you don't have that interest for business, it's useless.
Okay, thank you very much, Cintra, for that. Guys, so guys, apart from making planning your day the night before, right? Apart from choosing the right classes, what other tips would you give for balancing? Balancing students, is there any other tip that you might want to add on for how you can balance being a student and an entrepreneur?
I think procrastination. Do not procrastinate.
Right.
No, okay.
So I think that's a biggest challenge with students.
Oh, okay.
Procrastination. No, I'll study. No, I'll do this.
Assignment.
Do not procrastinate.
We're still learning on that as well.
Do not procrastinate. Because there's 10 things which are supposed to happen for business. Then an assignment. You're supposed to submit an assignment. Let's say at today. You're supposed to finish up an assignment. Then the business deal comes.
Oh, okay.
Which is more, it has got something like some good revenue and profit.
Okay.
Yeah, we'll be caught in a fix. Had you done your assignment the day before, you're going for that business deal. So for me, it's you shouldn't procrastinate.
Okay.
And make sure you are on time with your assignments. Yeah. For me, don't procrastinate because it will affect you.
Center, any additions?
No.
Okay. So, do you believe it's harder for a student who is in self-sponsorship to balance, who is on student loan to balance than that who is in self-sponsorship? Or do you think it's both sides? What do you think it literally falls more on the lack of balance?
Okay, so for me, let me speak on my behalf.
I'm yes, on
self-sponsorship.
Okay.
It's where you need to pay for school fees. Pay for school fees.
Yes.
So for me, I feel, let me speak on my behalf.
Yes.
I feel sometimes it's a push. Pushes you to work hard and make sure you don't miss any opportunity.
Okay.
Yeah, for me, I feel it pushes people. If you're on self-sponsorship, for me, that's pushed me to be where I am. Yeah, for me, I feel if I was on loans, I'd have been more relaxed. Yeah, the money I'll pay for my school fees. Yeah,
but you still need to keep that loan if you don't get it.
Yeah, so for me, I feel it's... for me, it has given me the zeal to work hard.
No, okay.
Yeah, and make sure I attain my goals, which I've set. So for me, self-sponsorship was a blessing in disguise.
Wow.
Yeah. Okay, Cintra?
In my opinion, I feel like it's not a factor.
No, oh, okay.
It's more of a person's character or personality. Okay. A person who's on self-sponsorship might have more balance than a person on a loan.
Okay.
A person on a loan might be afraid they might lose the loan.
The student loan.
Exactly. And might focus more on studies.
Oh, okay.
And the same goes for a person on self-sponsorship, like he said. So I feel like it has more to do with who you are and what you love. You love to do. Business should be something you have a passion for.
Oh, okay.
And so if you have passion, you have interest, and it won't be something that will be like a bug or a burden.
Okay.
You can just carry on and balance both things because you're loving what you're doing either ways.
That's really good to hear. So I want to get from your perspective, guys. We've heard about how you've balanced. You've given us tips. You've given us how you run your business. I want to get this. You being a female, and you being a male, what do you think it's easier to start a business while in university? Because let me tell you a situation, right? I once had a friend who were in the same building. This female came by. She had these cupcakes. This guy doesn't even eat cupcakes. So then she comes in, she knocks. Then he actually bought 10 cupcakes. Then I was all asking, what's happening? He said, it's a female. What do you think? Do you see how she's looking? I had just to buy. So who do you think it's easier to start up this business? A male or a female one?
Let me go first. So,
yes?
For me, whether female, male, doesn't matter.
Oh, okay.
So Toga goes down to your networks.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, right. How's your network?
Guys, right. Connections, or you've had connections.
Yeah, and it's the type of business you're doing.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and
exactly
and,
the type of
and,
business.
Yeah, and the marketing skills you have at hand. Yeah, so
that's
for me, I feel it's
I get you on that part.
It goes down to the type of business,
okay.
The network, and the marketing skills you have at your disposal.
Mm, okay.
And to be honest, I think the teacher at school.
No, you're telling me this now.
I'm telling you, I've never done this before. It's trash.
Guys, we are hearing from them. You are hearing
mostly the what they'll teach you is it's okay.
Different.
It's okay, but it's more of the corporate side.
Okay.
Yeah, it's more of the corporate side.
Oh, okay.
And like for small businesses, I feel they don't really apply because you need a lot of money for that.
So, from your perspective as a female, was it easier for you?
For me,
I also agree with him, yes.
I feel like it's easier for females.
Oh, okay.
Before I'm called sexist, but I feel like females make easier connections.
Oh, okay.
He said some of the factors were connections.
Mm.
It's easier for a female to make more friends. You'll be in class, and as a female, you make discussions, and you get to meet different people.
Let me tell you another one.
It goes back to your personality.
Yeah.
Okay.
The marketing skills.
Oh, okay.
You should be able to talk to people.
Okay.
Be approachable.
But we rarely see men do that.
No, like me.
Going to meet up different clients. Like, I'm actually doing a business.
No, they're there.
I have a lot of female friends selling all sorts of stuff. And I feel like it's like from that angle, I feel women are easily
Because in Zambia, most women like selling clothes. So all those things require you interacting with people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, at least men selling clothes.
What business wouldn't want you to interact with people?
A lot of businesses which are online don't really interact
you
with people.
You would still need to
and
interact.
And men are more tech savvy. I don't know if you've noticed that.
They
are more tech savvy.
Yeah.
When it comes to online stuff.
So women naturally do interact. So he's just out here outlining my point.
Okay, guys. We've heard from you. We've heard from you, guys. Guys, we've known that through this last year we were hit by a pandemic, right?
Yes.
COVID. And we saw that online businesses emerged like enormously.
Wow.
Emerged, right?
So many.
Do you believe business would have suffered worse than they have suffered if a virtual life wasn't created?
I feel... yes, because of lack of interaction. So, like, there are those businesses which depend on you interacting with the customers almost every day.
Okay.
Yeah, like selling of clothes and all that. You can't market to them if you don't have an online platform.
Okay.
Right.
So, for me, I feel businesses could have suffered if the virtual platform wasn't created or digital space wasn't created. So, like she said, her business requires you to do that on WhatsApp and all that. Yeah.
Yes.
So for me, I feel if the virtual space wasn't created in Zambia or in the world, I've been saying, would have come about.
Oh, okay.
For me, I feel it has greatly contributed to the sprouting of more businesses in Zambia and the world at large. So for me, virtual. The plus.
Online. Everything. Like
he loves online.
Everything online.
What have you seen, Trey?
Yes, I feel like the whole COVID thing has brought the importance of business to the world.
Yeah.
More people are getting to know the importance of business. And if you look at statistics, you get to see that business right now is trending as one of the highest programs that one should be studying because of all this virtual and online stuff that it has brought. It has brought many benefits, same as disadvantages.
That's really good to hear. So we've seen that online business has the most. Let me ask this question. I feel like it's related to more classes, right?
Mm-hmm.
We've already talked about online classes, right? And there's this online business. Imagine you're in this class that is at the peak of it, right? It's at the climax, this class. Then there's that, you've already switched on your data. You don't have that visa for other apps. You see that message, the customer is like greeted on WhatsApp. I need you now. How do you handle such? And you know, you're having an online class. We've seen that this virtual world has been created. How do you handle that at that point? You're at that climax of that class. And there's this customer who you need very much. And when this money gets in, you are really settled. How do you deal? How do you handle in that spectrum?
I think she has a better answer to
yes,
give
Sintra?
Us. Now Sintra, follow after him.
Okay, so I'll follow what Sintra said.
Okay.
She talked about priorities and all that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so you weigh the costs and benefits of the transaction or you doing.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so what are you trading off? Is it class or business? Which one weighs more?
No, okay.
Yeah, so for me, like I said, it goes back to the trading off thing. I said,
no, okay.
Which one is weighing more? If I miss class, if I go out of class, will I catch up?
You can go and watch the recording. You'll be able to catch up.
For me, so like I said, it's comes back to trading off and you know how to balance.
No, okay. That's really good, guys, to hear from you. Guys, we've had a very, very good conversation about how to manage a business while you're in school, how to still stay a perfect student. And with virtual life, it has made it easy. And you've heard from my two most first wonderful guests. And guys, any last words that you might have for our view, for our audience?
Okay. For me, I'll say something very big. It's for Africa, the African youth out there. Let's be hungry for success. And let's utilize the digital space. There are a lot of opportunities there, which if utilized, can even be the next big thing in Africa. Yeah, so for me, I feel let's utilize the digital space. Let's be hungry for success.
That's really good. Sintra, any last words?
My advice would be get to know yourself, get to know your weaknesses, get planning in everything, not just in the business sector. Get to plan your life, be in control of it, and just get to know your passions and your love for different things. It's actually been an amazing moment. It's been an amazing time being here.
Guys, you've given me the best time ever. So would you guys, I would like you guys to recommend any books that our listeners could read on this weekend. And on this is, and you know, this is a long Easter weekend that we're getting in. This 4 days, what could they be reading at this point? Al, what would you recommend?
I can recommend a book by Malcolm Gladwell, Outliers.
Outliers?
Yes.
Okay.
Also, How to Start a Business from Scratch, Multi-Million-Dollar Business from Scratch in Africa by Strive Masiyiwa.
Okay, guys, you find, if you didn't get that exactly, you find in our description box. Sintra?
For me, I would recommend How to Hustle Like a West African by our very own Zambian.
Wow. Yes.
Yes, and No Excuses by Brian Tracy.
Oh, okay.
It's an amazing book on just how to go around life, how to get to see that time is limited and time changes. It's an amazing book, especially on where he talked about procrastination. It calls out to procrastination and just calls it as a disease and just something that you need to get away from. By reading the book, you just see your life really changes if you get to apply the concepts.
Okay then, guys, we've got people who listen and they actually don't even try to read books. What movie would you recommend to them on Easter? Yes, what movie would you recommend to them?
Movies. I'm not a movie person, but I'd like to recommend a business documentary, The Man Who Built America. Yeah, so it's a series, you can find it on YouTube. For me, if you want to be hungry for more success, that's the documentary you must watch. It's more like a movie.
Men Who Built America, guys. We want to see Men Who Built Zambia.
No, the Men Who Built Africa.
Oh, Who Built Africa, guys.
We find that best in the documentary. It's not the government who built America. Because the individuals.
No, oh, okay.
Wow. Yeah, who built America.
You read must watch that.
Yeah,
it's a must watch.
You read of the Rockefellers, the Fords, Andrew Carnegie, those people built America to what it is now. So for me, I feel if you want to start doing business or you've got that passion for business, you should go through that documentary.
Cynthia?
For me, I just want to say that you are what you watch.
Yes.
You are what you read. You are everything that you do defines you. And so you can't say you want to be a business person when you half the time you're spending watching Titanic. You'll be more in the romantic world.
Yeah, okay.
But get to watch this business, like his documentary, and you get to see the business world, some of the factors and some of the challenges. Watch these big, big men, the Dangotes, Bill Gates. So the movie I would recommend is Pursuit of Happiness.
Oh, okay.
Will Smith, yeah.
Oh, okay. That's really good, guys. You should check it out, Pursuit of Happiness. We've heard it from our two guests. Guys, you know the time. It's game time, guys. I am putting my two counterparts here, guys, to play a game, guys. We want to see how Zambian are these two. How far? How do they know Zambia? How well do they know it? So, guys, we are going to start with what we say, guess the person. You guys, our viewers, could also play with this game. Give us your answer, because guys, if they don't get them right, we can only find out next week. So guys, I'm going to give you hints. Between you two, whoever answers first gets the point. First hint. She's a woman. One. She became famous because she went on a game show.
Is she Zambian?
Of course, it's award. You know Zambian.
Lulu Hangal.
No. The last hint. She's an ambassador for a diaper company, Soft Care.
Diaper?
Who is she?
Clio
ice cream. Oh, guys,
wow.
1 point to Arrow.
Wow. I okay. would have never guessed that.
Guys, 1 point to Arrow. The other one, because we're supposed to guess five people. Second one. She was a presenter at Diamond TV. And now she's in a multi award winning television series. And she dresses nicely on Instagram, guys.
And she's in the Telemonza.
No.
Well.
One last hint. She's currently an ambassador for Infinix.
Okay. Me and Zambian series. Wow.
Okay, guys.
Okay, isn't it Zuba?
Zuba 2! Guys! Welcome, Gala!
Wow!
That's from Aaron. 2 points from Sintra. You should up your game. We've got 3 people remaining,
guys. Are you Zambia?
I'm also wondering, how Zambian are you, Sintra? Okay, guys. This person, guys, this person hosted one of the most talked about shows on movie TV. He's tall. And he literally makes you feel like you should literally eat the shima that you had left over. What's the name of this guy?
Do you know the person?
No.
Sindra?
I do not.
Master Chimba.
Master Chimba, like, guys, Aaron is playing this game.
No, you gave him hints.
That's not the whole point. No, how Zambian are you? So, 3 points are 0 points to Sintra, guys.
Wow, thank you for pointing it out. Just put it out there.
Okay, this one person, guys, I want you to name him by title, not by his name. He heads one of the top 18 universities in Africa. And currently, just recently, his office was bent outside, but he acted like nothing happened. Who is this guy?
No,
yes?
I thought he was going to whisper to me. The vice chancellor.
Seemed to 1 point, the vice chancellor of Unza, guys. So, if you get to hear this, please, it's on me. Okay, guys, we've done guess the artist. Now, guess the place. I need you guys to guess the place we're going to go to. In Zambia. You guys have to get. I'll give you hints about them. Then you guys have to guess which place they are. So, one, it was the previous capital of Zambia.
Livingston.
Wow. He got points to them both.
No, he said it first, but I knew it was Livingston.
Okay. So, 5 points to Aaron. 2 points to Sintra. We're getting the Vice Chancellor and Livingstone. The other one, guys, this place is between Lake Bangweulu and DRC. And currently, guys, it's started producing a certain sugar that's being sold in ShopRite. What's the name of the place?
Mansa.
Mansa, 2 points to Sintra, guys. Guys, she's leading on.
Oh, 3 points
now.
Oh,
five. Two to reach. Okay, guys, this other place, guys. One, guys, it's the new headquarter of Southern Province, guys. And it has got a small museum only for the Tongas. What's the name of the place?
New headquarters.
Yep. New capital headquarters for Southern Province.
Livingstone.
No, it's no longer Livingstone. It's now became the new one. What's the name of the place?
Choma.
4 points to Sintra, guys.
Don't change.
Keep up with current affairs, Aaron.
Don't change.
I haven't known.
So you're just guessing, don't know.
You haven't known. Guys, we need to go back to Google. These guys need to go back to Google. Guys, this one last place, guys. It currently has got a football team. One of its towns has got a football team by the name. And it's part of the Copper Belt province. And...
Wait. No, wait.
Guys.
No, wait. How come it gets to say my hometown? Yay.
So, guys, one last part of the game show. They've guessed the place. They've guessed the artist. We've got 6-5. Let's now see who ties this knot with an African riddle. Guys, this is the last question. We'll get to see who wins this game show. We are always going together. Always you're traveling together, but we will never meet. What are we?
Perpendicular lines.
No. What are we?
Oh, no, that's parallel.
What are we? No. But we will never get to meet. Let's see who wins, guys. Let's see who gets to take
an African riddle.
Yes, it is an African riddle, guys. This is the last to tie you down. How well? Because we know Zambians, you have to grow up under riddles. Come at me. Those have to be part of your childhood.
Can you say it in Bemba or something?
Yes, anything.
Say it in Bemba.
No, I don't know. I don't know Bemba, guys.
Wow.
Okay, let me give you this last thing. We travel together. We see everything together, but we will never meet. What are we?
Oh, the eyes.
Eyes. Guys, Aaron has taken up the cup. So we say...
No, in Bemba could have been got it.
For real? Yeah. Say it in Bemba. Let our viewers see.
Yes, you guys from Kawe. Say it in Bemba, Aaron.
Okay, now I have to for it to work white.
You didn't even know.
No, I forgot. Yeah, watch I did to work white. Yeah, so. But in Dava.
Guys, those were my two counterparts. The game show was fun, and I had fun having these two guys here, guys. So, guys, we're about to go. You do want to say anything to the viewers before we go, guys?
Subscribe to his podcast and listen to more of his podcasts. Interesting and encouraging.
Remember to join my WhatsApp group, Smiley.
Okay, guys, all their Facebook handles, their Instagram handles, you're going to find in the description box in case you want to reach them. Guys, this was a great morning. Have a great day, and I had fun. Don't forget, keep the conversation going. Make sure you tell us who do you think starts a business, or between a female and a male. Let's hear your views, and we get to review them when we come next time. So, bye, guys, and we wish you a very, very happy Easter as you go through this long weekend. This is your Zambian child, Tevin Smart, Sintra, and Aaron. We say bye.
Stay safe.
And make sure this COVID, guys, mask up.